This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Dear brothers and sisters, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, the short pre-Jumu'ah talk. We heard the Qari Ma'ashah Allah beautifully recite, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And which of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would you deny? And subhanallah, the topic that we wanted to talk about, and it's the same topic that we are hosting the conference about, the matter of marriage, the matter of divorce, the matter of the family. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state in the noble Quran with regards to one of his signs which the Qari recited about? What sign? Allah states, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And Allah states, and verily from yourself, your wife, this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah has put that love and that mercy between both the hearts. And then Allah continues, verily this is a sign of people of understanding. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, wherever one travels, be it Durban, be it Johannesburg, be it Hong Kong, be it Timbuktu, we find that the Muslim family, there are pressures, there are problems, there are issues in it from all angles. Issues from the side of the husband, issues from the side of the wife. Allah states, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you might find comfort with her, you might find ease with her. He goes out for the day and he goes through problems and issues and he's working hard. When he comes back home, he wants to find that comfort, that rahmah and that mawadda. But unfortunately, many a times, whatever beautiful car we might have parked outside, when people look at it, beautiful car, beautiful house, beautiful wife, but inside that house, he only knows what's happening. Inside that house, only the kids know what's happening. Allah musta'an. And as has been said, never judge a book by its cover. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, A, B, C, D of a marriage. If one talks about A, A is what? A is? We all learned Yusuf Islam when we were young. A is for? A is for apple. The Quran says A is for apple, mashallah. That was in school, in madrasa. What did we learn? A is for? A is for Allah. Jayid, khair inshallah. A is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Especially those who deal with couples who come when they're in discord and their problems, etc. They pitch up there with a new BMW. She comes in there fantastically dressed, beautiful sister. And the brother the same, mashallah. But then they start talking outward, very beautiful. But when they start talking, the akhlaq, the character is something else. And they have problems after problems. Why did our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, and in reality, no doubt, Ya Mashaykh, when you are 20 and you're early 30s, etc., probably, we don't really understand this hadith as one might understand when you are 40 and 50 and 60. That when you are looking for a spouse, choose the one which has deen. You get married for wealth, you get married for hasab and nasab, you get married for all of this. Choose the one who has deen. Why? Because it will prevent all of the other issues that might come. When it comes with that vulgar language, Allah, it will prevent that. When it comes to I'm leaving the house and I don't care about you and I'm going to do what I want to do, then Allah will make that stop. When it comes to all of these matters, if one has that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, a person might be religious, but they might not be righteous. She might be in the best of abaya and the most beautiful of niqabs, mashallah. And himself the same, two hats, mashallah. But religiosity, outwardly he has everything. But righteousness, subhanallah, might be a very different matter. A is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why that sister who knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is her creator, Allah put her on this earth. What did our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That whatever the situation of the believer might be, that they always in khair. Why? If it's a tough situation, they make sabr and they have their reward. And if it's a good situation, they make shukr and they have their reward. What did Allah call this pact, this agreement, this contract of nikah in the noble Quran? Mithaqan ghaliza. It's a heavy contract. 2 days ago, mashaAllah. Whatever is happening with our brothers and sisters in Gaza, but 2 days ago on social media, you might have seen the pictures. One of our brothers got married, mashaAllah, and everybody comes out. In that state of turmoil, destruction, whatever is happening around them, but subhanAllah, hope they have. Hope they have. And the brothers gotten married, and everybody's outside wishing them well, subhanAllah. Because it's a happy occasion, no doubt. It's the marrying of two individuals coming together as one bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the noble Quran talks about this matter at length. Numerous ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. B is for what in a marriage? If one talks about A, B. B stands for what in any marriage? B is for? Barakah, khair, mashaAllah. Anyone gets married, instead of telling them that congratulations, this, etc. You know, may you have a fantastic life together. May your honeymoon be full of khair and barakah. Better you make dua what? You make dua of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakah for you, barakah for her, and barakah for both of you together. B is also for what? B is for bad breath, ya mashaykh. Jayid. B is for? B is for bad breath, subhanAllah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would enter the house, what would be the first thing that he would do? He would take the miswak and he would make sure that his breath is fine. Make sure that his breath is good. I mean, imagine the situation, for example, the husband comes home and the wife comes to give him a peck on the cheek and her breath is like something else. Mushkila. Allahu musta'an. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where are we from him? When he would walk, people would know that he passed by. Why? Because of that beautiful smell of musk. And you might know here in Cape Town, certain ulama, mashaAllah, whenever they come, you know, they fill the gathering with that good smell. He makes sure he puts on some fantastic, fantastic itr. Jayid, good smell, mashaAllah. B is also for the boyfriend. The boyfriend and the girlfriend. As some called it, LBW, love before wife. Mushkila ya mashaykh. Whatever high school you might be in, whatever university you might be in, whichever imam you might be in your local community, you have issues and you have problems. You have this brother, he's madly in love with a certain sister. Her parents are against it, his parents against it. And they go through this and they go through that. Just this last week, subhanAllah, brother, he says, you know what, I got a problem. What's your problem, brother? Brother's 22 years old. And he is over social media. He's met up with a certain sister. She's got 3 kids. She's married. And she's about 40 years old. And he says, I don't know what to do. Wallahi, my month of Ramadan was spoiled. But the tangle, I'm entangled in it. I don't know what to do. I cannot get out of it. Laylatul Qadr came and went. Hafizul Quran, subhanAllah. He says, but I don't know what to do. I'm inside. Every time I try, you know, make tawbah, this, that. But it comes back. And in reality, ya mashaykh, sometimes that might be the punishment. Sometimes we might think I'm involved in this illicit relationship. You know, Allah's punishment might come. How do you know? Maybe your involvement in the relationship is the punishment itself. How? The brother has sleepless nights. He's not at ease. When his mother looks at him, he feels disgraced, lowers his gaze. The woman he's involved with is even older than his own sister. Allahu musta'an. Every time he stands for salah, he's not at peace. SubhanAllah. So in reality, you are suffering your punishment. You are already in it. Cut it. The believer is not bitten from the same hole twice. And how many a person been through this? And it's ironic. It's one of those matters. No matter how much you advise someone, brother, leave it. Don't get involved. Sister, stay away from it. When the brother is ready to get married, let him come forward. Protect your izzah. But insan, we will always fall into error, we'll always make mistakes. Every person thinks, no, it will be different for myself. But subhanAllah, nothing good comes out of it. Sometimes the relationship might be for a year, 2 years, and nothing happened, no nikah happened. She marries someone else, fantastic life she has. You marry someone else, fantastic life. What was the point? What was the gain? What was the benefit? No benefit whatsoever. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, nobody is saying that we are perfect. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Murabbi. He was the Imam. He was in Medina al-Munawwara. His companions, all his students. But still you had, for example, Ma'iz radiallahu an. He's not masoom. He's not infallible. He comes, ya Rasulullah, tahirni, purify me. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns away from him. Companion, who's his teacher? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where's he living? Medina. Where does he pray? Masjid al-Nabawi. But he's insan. Our father Adam, Allah said, don't eat from the tree, and he ate from the same tree. We will make mistake, we will make error, we'll fall down. But the believer is the one who turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wife who, whenever she falls into an error, slip of the tongue, she said something, whatever. But then she is the one who is wadood. She is the one who is walood. She is the one who is a'ood. She comes back, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that she does not let the night pass except that she puts her hand in the husband's hand and she says, I do not want you to go to sleep angry with me, subhanallah. And it's part of the nature of the husband, if he's good, if he's got taqwa, that if the wife makes a step towards him, he comes running to her. If she makes a small effort towards him, he reaches her and he comes to her. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, Ma'iz radiyallahu an. And he's swimming in the rivers of paradise, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He fell into this era of zina. Companion radiyallahu an. Purify me, purify me, purify me, purify me. Four times he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man who wants to find excuses for the people. He turns away from him. He asks them, is he drunk? Smell his mouth. Maybe he's drunk. Maybe he does not know what he's saying. Is he majnoon? Is he insane? No, he's fine, ya Rasulullah. Eventually, after he testified against himself four times, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the companions, take him and have him pelted to death as per the punishment. Who knew? Nobody knew. Only Allah knew. Nobody was with him. Nobody saw this. There were no witnesses. But he could not remain with Allah knowing. He wanted this purification. He wanted to be purified from it. In fact, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never asked him, I mean, where's the woman? He obviously stepped with someone. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not ask about her. She did not come forward. We do not want to know. He was pelted. After he was pelted, subhanallah, two companions were walking and they said a bad word about him. You know, look, Allah covered up his sin and he came out in public and he died like a dog. Disgraceful death. Died like a dog. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, hadith in Abu Dawood, that both of you, can you see that dead carcass there? A donkey or camel which had been lying there for a few days, decomposing, smelling, stinking. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and eat it. He says, ya Rasulullah, how can we eat that? The matter of the tongue, ya Mashaykh. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you're speaking ill of ma'iz is worse than both of you eating from the dead carcass. And ma'iz right now, he's swimming in the rivers of paradise. Subhanallah. Companion of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he fell into an error. He made a mistake. Difference between him and I may be that he turns to Allah quickly. Similarly, with regards to that female who came, ya Rasulullah, purify me. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to turn away. She says, ya Rasulullah, you want to turn away from me? Like you turned away from ma'iz? Look, I'm pregnant. Pregnant. No husband. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her to go. Come back once you give birth. Maybe 9 months later, she comes back. People forgot about it. People were born. People passed away. Life moved on. But she did not forget. She comes back after 9 months. No policeman standing outside her house. She comes back, ya Rasulullah, purify me. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her, take the kid. Until the kid is weaned off the breast milk, then you come back. Maybe 2 years later, she comes back. 2 years later, subhanallah. Imagine the tawbah that this woman must have done, subhanallah. When she came back, when the punishment was applied upon her, Khalid ibn Walid, Saifullah, when he throws his stone, some blood splattered on his face. And so he said a bad word about her. The tongue, ya mashaykh, the tongue. He said a bad word about her. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that she's made tawbah that it would suffice 70 men of Medina. She's made such a tawbah. Don't say this about her. She's made such a tawbah that it would suffice 70 men of Medina al-Munawwara. So no doubt, ya mashaykh, We have issues, we have problems, and nobody is perfect. But we turn back to Allah. We acknowledge, we make i'tiraf, yeah, I have a temper. Yeah, I have this. Yeah, my tongue's very, very loose, etc. I'm trying to work on it. Make dua for me. I'm trying. Let me go for this. Let me read this. Make the effort and continue until we pass away. C, ya mashaykh. C is for what? A, B, C. C is for? Chastity. Khair mashaykh. Jayid. The matter of chastity. Walhamdulillah. And in reality, ya mashaykh, many a times, there's many embarrassing questions that we want to know the answers to when it comes to the matter of marriage. But how do I put forward that question? Brother is 24 years old. MashaAllah, he's protected himself. He's not slept around or done anything like that. And we know that the halal at times is so difficult, whereas the haram is a phone call away. That's the reality. But the brother, he made jihad and he stayed away from all of that. 24, 25 years old. He wants to get married to a sister. And he wants to ask her, he wants to find out, you know, is she on the same level, you know, or has there been a past, etc. You know, what's her, he's not judging, but I want to marry a female who's a virgin. But how does he put forward that question, subhanAllah? Similarly, the opposite. Maybe, for example, the sister, she made jihad. She went to university, whatever, made jihad until the age of 26. Protected herself, protected her chastity. And now she gets married and this brother's been around the block. Does she want someone like that? But how does she ask that question? You just ask it like that, you're embarrassed. The sister virgin, she's very shy. How to ask that? Many answers, many advices. One brother, what he said was that whenever I go to see a sister, in the days when he was looking to get married, he said that on a piece of paper, small card, the three most important embarrassing questions that he had, he said, I would write them there, put a small block there, yes, and a small block, no. So when he would sit with her, he'd say, you know, Ukhti, I have, you know, three very important questions to me. I'm a bit embarrassed to put it forward to ask you, etc. So quietly he sends it forward, gives it to her there. She sits 3 minutes, etc. Three questions. She answers them. Well, alhamdulillah, at least he's at peace. At least she's at peace. You know, I'm getting married to this guy, but they said something. And those people said something. And they said something. SubhanAllah. No, she's from a very good family, mashaAllah. Oh, he's from such a good family. Ya mashaykh. Those at university, those at Darul Uloom, they know how much that statement really means. He's from a very good family. They know that in reality on the scales, it does not weigh too much. From the friends, you know the reality. Allahumma musta'in. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. So C, Doctor mentioned, was for the matter of chastity. C is also for communication between husband and wife. And no doubt, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, as the book states. Jayid. You know, you communicate in different ways. The brother, he's been to work, 2,000 something words. You know, he says a day. By the time he comes home, it's already finished, depleted, nothing left. Whereas she, 10,000 words, she only gets started once he enters the house. So, it's for the woman to understand the nature of the man. And it's for the man to understand the nature of the woman. We are different. وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى Allah states in the Noble Quran. And the male and the female, they are not the same. And the man and the woman, they are not the same. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. The letter D. And D is for what? D is the antichrist to any marriage. D is for the matter of divorce. And as one brother, he said that the course tomorrow, you're dealing with marriage, and on the second day, you're going to talk about the matters of divorce. I'm only coming for the first day. Why, brother? I only want to know about marriage. I don't want to know about divorce. We say, Ya Akhi, the people who do not know about divorce, and they run away from its knowledge, and they run away about knowing about it, they are the ones, unfortunately, who land into it. As Ali radiallahu anhu said, so nobody divorces according to the sunnah, except that they will never regret. SubhanAllah. We know, for example, many matters in our daily life, many matters in fiqh, some ulama say this is bid'ah, and that's bid'ah, and this and that, and all of that. And there's many debates. But with regards to the matter of divorce, there are certain types of divorce which are bid'ah, and majority of the ulama agree on it. Many other matters, they differ. This matter, mawlid, this debates. But with regards to the matter of divorce, certain types of divorce are a bid'ah, and they are almost in agreement about it. For example, when is it haram for a person to divorce his wife? When's it haram? On the day of Friday, are you allowed to divorce your wife? After lunch. Not before lunch. That's a joke, ya Mashaykh. Please, don't divorce. Jayid? When's it haram for a person to divorce his wife? When she's hamil, when she's pregnant. No, it's allowed. Right? If she's pregnant, it's allowed. I mean, it's permissible that don't go divorce your wife if she's pregnant, right, Mashaykh? But the point is, it is allowed. Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, etc. If she is pregnant and you divorce her, that divorce is valid. No issues with it, and permissible, valid and permissible. But there are two scenarios when it's completely haram, haram, and haram for you to divorce her. The first one, you know, when she's in her haid, when she's in her menses. Why? When Abdullah ibn Umar did this, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely angry. Why did you divorce your wife when she's in menses? What's the wisdoms? Because her state of mind is different. Husband and wife not enjoying themselves right now. Maybe the husband now, maybe this is the seventh day that young couple, 23 years old, 25 years old, 7 days now he's away from his wife. He's gone a bit cranky. She's a bit cranky. So the chances of divorce are high. So the Sharia says we will not allow divorce during this time. Haram. Haram to divorce when she's in her menses. Jayid. So imagine if they had an argument today. And if she's in her menses, he says, oh, I want to divorce you now. But subhanAllah, the Sharia, Allah, A is for Allah. I'm not allowed to divorce. Have to wait 5 more days till your menses are over. Menses are over. She takes a nice shower. She puts on nice perfume, etc. And then now he thinks about it. Do I really want to divorce or not? Think about it. If he divorced her after 5 days, will he have regret? Or would he have really thought about the matter deeply and done it without any haste? Yes, he would have thought about it, deliberated over it, etc., and then divorced her one time. So haram, haram, and haram. Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali all agree haram to divorce when your wife is in her menses. And the second scenario, when it's a bid'ah to divorce her, in terms of time, this is the bid'ah of time. Haram in the time when she's in her menses, and haram in, Mawlana mentioned it here, in a clean period that you had slept with her. What does that mean? A clean period that you had slept with her. So we had Sumayya. Her menses ended on the 7th of the month. On the 7th of August, her menses ended, mashallah. She took a nice shower. And that same evening, husband and wife were back together. And there was intercourse between husband and wife. 8, 9, 10, mashallah. Massive argument they had. Why? Because of some small, tiny things, subhanAllah. You were going somewhere, why did you not offer me to come along? But I told you I'm leaving in 10, 15 minutes, you come with me. But before you left the house, why didn't you ask me? And that issue, yalla, give me a divorce, yeah. And he's ready to divorce, or she wants it. This is a clean period that he had slept with her. It's not during the menses time, but it's in her clean period that he had intercourse with her. Haram, haram, and haram for him to divorce her. So for example, on that 10th, he was ready to divorce her. Haram. He has to wait 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, till the 30th. Then her menses will come from the 1st to the 7th. Let the menses finish, because haram to divorce in the menses. And then the following month, maybe on the 9th or the 10th or whenever it might be, when she's now clean, in a new clean period, and you do not sleep with her, then if you want to divorce, then you divorce her. SubhanAllah. In reality, if we only but knew that, majority, in fact, 99% of the cases that any organization deals with, when someone's given the divorce, it's in one of the haram periods. It's either he divorced her in the menses, or he divorced her in a clean period that he had slept with her. And the third one would be the divorce in numbers, the bid'ah of numbers. He says to her, I divorce you 2 times. Or I divorce you, I divorce you. Or I divorce you 3 times. Or I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. Or I divorce you 1,000,000 times, whatever it might be. Brother, this woman, if you do not want to see her from now until after Qiyamah, even after Qiyamah, Jannah, different levels, you do not want to ever set your sights on her, one divorce does the job. There's no need whatsoever for you to divorce more than once. No need to say I divorce you 2 times or 3 times or 10 times. Why? Because one does the job. It's like you're killing the dead. The dead already dead, Yamshaykh. Jayid. And if you don't want her, خلاص, she'll go through the iddah and then you separate, walhamdulillah. After that, then you know, once we make the blunder, then we want to look for the trinity mas'ala, 3 equals 3 or 3 equals 1, and all of those. But if we only understood from the beginning that it's haram. أَيُلْعَبُ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِكُمْ. Are you playing around with the book of Allah when I'm amongst you? Prophet ﷺ said, why? Because the one who divorces his wife like this, I divorce you 3 times. Or I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. He's taken away 9 months of room, 9 months of room for reconciliation and thrown it out the window. Every divorce has three month iddah, has the 3 months of iddah. And so one divorce has 3 months, second divorce has 3 months, the third divorce has 3 months. He says, to hell with that. I'm not following the Quran. I'm divorcing you right here and right now. 3 divorces, end of story. And there's more to be talked about in this mas'ala, ya mashayikh. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, unfortunately, time has run out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite between the hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those homes in which the kids are between here and there, where those homes where the husband does not find sakina in that house. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. You are a garment for her and she's a garment for you. Protect one another. Stop that ghiba and this one, you're my husband, this. You are the garment for one another, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sakina in our homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and the hereafter. And those who are looking for spouses, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the best of spouses. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Ah. Allah.